This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أوصيكم وإياي أولا بتقوى الله فقد فاز المتقون السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته All praise due to Allah Rabbul Alameen And may the blessing and the mercy of Allah be upon all of us till the end of Ramadan Ameen And for all the brothers and sisters who has not been well, especially to Sayyid Abdurrahman bin Sayyid Muhammad, the father of Sayyid Ahmad Zul-Shahril, who have been with us every night with Al-Qiyam. He's in ICU right now. Alhamdulillah, we keep on praying for his fast recovery. And we always ask Allah Rabbul Alameen to make it easy for him and the family members. is very important for all of us as believers. When something happened to any one of us or the family members, the first thing that we must develop is the redha, that we are accepting what Allah has ordained upon any one of us. And this is very, very important, and follow up with sabr. We must have patience and dua. وَاسْتَعِينُ بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَةِ Sabr and salah. As-salah lughawiyya means dua. It's very important for all of us to give support, moral support, to make sure that anybody who is going through treatment, they are ready for it after the specialists have confirmed what they should go through. Allah said, فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلِ الزِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ. Think that we have no knowledge. We cannot just say, تَوَقَّلْ عَلَى اللَّهِ without doing anything. We just have to refer back to the specialist. If the specialist recommend us to do something, as family members, we should support what is being given to us by the specialist and make sure that our loved one are ready to accept what Allah have ordained on him. And these are very important value that can help us to strengthen our iman and accept the qada and the qadar. Brothers and sisters, today I would like to share with you one incident that happened to our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Our Prophet say, "Atani Jibril, faqal ya Muhammad, ishma sikta fa innaka mayit, wa ahbib ma shikta fa innaka mufariq, fa innaka mufariq." وَعْمَ مَا شِئْتَ فَإِنَّكَ مَزِّيٍ بِهِ وَعْلَمُوا أَنَّ شَرَفَ الْمُؤْمِنِ قِيَامُهُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَعِزَّهِ الْإِسْتِغَانَهُ أَنَ النَّاسِ. The meaning, Jibril came to me and said, O Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, live as long as you want. Jibril is telling our Prophet, live as long as you want. A Prophet cannot just die without his permission. Whose permission? The permission of the Prophet. And there is one thing that Allah have blessed. All Prophet will not die when the time comes until they agreed to die. Angel of death will come to them, have to seek their permission, not like us. He don't seek permission from us. But the Prophet, the angel, will come and inform that time's up. But if they said, I'm not greedy, the angel of death will return back to Allah. But then Allah Rabbul Alameen send Angel Gabriel again to inform some of the Prophet happened to Moses, but this is our Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, live as long as you want, for at the end you will die. You can prolong your life, but at the end you have to die, because Allah has promised us kullu nafsin za'ikatul maut, number one. Number two, love whomever you want. Live in this world, we do love a lot of things. We love our children. We love our wealth. There are so many things that we love. So Gabriel is telling our Prophet, love whomever you want, for you will leave them one day. They would not be with you always. But you can love, no problem. But just prepare yourself, because the more you love the creation more than the Creator, then you will have more pain when the one that you love is no more with you. But if you love the Creator more than the creation of Allah, then you won't feel that pain too much. You will have some feeling, but you are ready to accept it. Yeah? Number three, do whatever you want, for you will be questioned, you pay for it. Anything you want to do, you can do. وَأَلَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى. Human will not be judged except to what they have done. So you can do, but you will be responsible of what you do. Number four, remember that the believer's honor is his praying at night. The night prayer will have some extra blessing from Allah, and Allah will honor us, and the creation of Allah will also honor us. You gain ownership by establishing the night prayer. It's not wajib, but it's highly recommend, especially tahajjud. And the last one, and his pride is his being independent of people. And now this is a very important thing. We must learn how to be independent, not to burden other people. Children, of course, you cannot give them any independent or freedom when they are a child. One day as they grow, then you should be ready to make them and help them to be independent. Because there's a limit for us to help our children when the dunya is concerned. I have shared with all of you one night. But for akhirah, there is no limit until the end. You do have a responsibility to remind your children, like how all the prophet remind their children. Even they are 60 years old, 70 years old, you are still alive, you have to remind them about the akhirah. About the dunya, let them have their independence. This is a very important value that all Muslims must ready for it. Our Prophet was reminded by Angel Gabriel, and it is also a reminder for all of us. So, brothers and sisters, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it easy for all of us, that if you want to love other than Allah and the Prophet, you love them with a limit. Meaning, you must not love them more than loving Allah. You must not love anybody, even yourself, more than the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, because the Prophet did mention, "La yu'minu ahadukum hatta ahabba ilayya min walidihi wa walidihi wa nasi ajma'in." No one can be a true mu'min until he loves me more than he loves his parent, love his children, and love anyone else. That means all the people around you. One day, when the Prophet was saying this, Omar said to the Prophet, "Ya Rasulullah, I love you more than my parent, more than my children, more than anyone except myself. I still love myself more." Then the Prophet said, "Your iman is not complete yet until you love me more than even yourself." But look, when they are very honest and sincere, they express their feeling to the Prophet, and when the Prophet remind them again, immediately they change. "I love you, Ya Rasulullah, more than even myself." Alhamdulillah. Yeah. For us, we do not know. Yeah. We may love a person in our own way, but when you say you love the Prophet said, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى حواه تبعا لما جئت به. None of you can be a true believer until you control your desire to follow what I have brought to you. That means the Sunnah. The Sunnah must be loved by all the Ummah of the Prophet ﷺ. Then you gain the honor from your friend. Even the not yet Muslim will respect you more when we love Allah and our Prophet and follow the teaching of the Quran and the Sunnah. Then people will respect us, because the Prophet was sent to teach us to have noble character. Who dislike any noble character? Who don't like honesty? Who don't like sincerity? Who don't like trustworthy? Everybody love all this value. If you are kind, loving, caring, passionate, who don't like all this good behavior and good character? So we hope all of us will try our best to do what we must do. And one of the ways to show our love to the Prophet, that's why I remind all of us to recite and memorize the saying of the Prophet. La darara wa la dirar min husnil Islam al-mar'i tarquhu ma la ya'nihi. Continue the other one. You just look to the right, to your left, to your left. The whiteboard is written there. Da ma yaribuk ila ma la yaribuk. Yeah. And then the fourth one. Al-Muslim. Man salim al-Muslimun min lisanihi wa yadihi. Do you have that hadith? There's other hadith. Kullu Muslim ala Muslim haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irduhu. And that one we didn't share with you yet. Yeah. But that is what we have been reminding all of Jama'ah from years before COVID. Until COVID. Until after COVID. Alhamdulillah. And then do they have the last one? Man ahabba lillah wa abghada lillah wa a'ta lillah wa mana'a lillah faqad istakmala al-iman. Alhamdulillah. You remember what I want all of you to do? Alhamdulillah. When you have no answer means you remember. But before we end, I would like to congratulate the girl Anya binti Ahmad Shah, just 10 years old. Alhamdulillah, she passed her homework yesterday. Yesterday. Alhamdulillah. Yeah, if she's here, is she here today? Is the girl here? Yeah, Anya binti Ahmad Shah. Is she here? Not here today. Alhamdulillah. I have prepared something for her anyhow. We will see her tomorrow, inshallah. Yeah. So we hope all of us will try your best. The reason I want you to do this, so that it can help you to memorize the hadith better and faster. Okay? So today we start to experience the other way of performing Qiyamulay or Qiyam Ramadan. 2, 2, 2, 2, 5 times, 5 sets, and with 1 witr. Alhamdulillah, we harmonize the sunnah because it is also a sunnah 222. It is also a sunnah 443. The only thing that 22, you can get it anywhere, but 443, you only get here. Alhamdulillah. Yeah. So, brother and sister, have a good rest, good night. We have been very busy from early the morning today. We'd like to thank all the volunteers who have been with us as early as maybe before 8 a.m. today. They have been reaching out to the poor and the needy. And also, we have another group who was in the Dewan, the hall in Damansara Damai, where hundreds of people was there, and we were there to give them some very important advice that how busy, how poor we are, don't ever abandon your prayer. Because that is the pillar of our religion. So we hope that the poor and the needy will not abandon their prayer. It's our duty, like how Yaqub alayhi salam asked his children, including Yusuf alayhi salam, who was a prophet, what are you going to worship after my departure? That was a very important reminder, so that everybody still worship Allah Rabbul Alamin. This is very important. Yeah? So even Luqman said to his son, Ya Bunayya Aqimus Salah, O my son, establish your prayer. Prayer is sure to protect you, because Allah said, Inna Salata Tanha Anil Fahsha'i Wal Munkar. When you establish your prayer properly, that prayer is sure to protect you from doing anything that displeasing Allah Rabbul Alamin. May Allah accept our prayer. We will see you tomorrow night. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Assalamualaikum wa